Welcome into the KNDY Public Affairs Program, chatting with Randy Hilgen, part of the Palmer Labor Day festivities coming up over in Palmer here in a couple weeks. Randy, I know Palmer Labor Day is always such a big thing over there for you guys, and being a local, I mean, just every year, how much fun is it to be able to be a part of this?
Oh, it's a hoot. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's a hoot.
And it's always fun every year. You guys are building up more and more. We were talking about that off air. Got some fun activities coming up this year. What you got going on?
Oh, gee, Max, everybody better hang on to their seat, because this year we have the show. Saturday we're going to start off, of course, with our annual softball tournament, as always. Then we got a bass tournament, and we got a gun show starting at 9 o'clock, and a kids fishing tournament, horseshoe knockout tournament. And we got a radar gun at 4 o'clock up at the Ball Diamond. You can get in there and see how fast you can throw, Max. So we need to get you up there, see how fast you can throw a ball, see if you still got it. Then Hilltop Golf at 9 p.m. You're going to be up on the terrace, and you can hit a golf ball. We're going to have glow balls, and you can hit it down there, and we've got certain targets down there, and you hit. And that's sponsored by Meyer Construction. You're going to win a prize. Then go into Sunday, a short softball tournament. We got the bubble party at 2 p.m. Then there'll be food trucks downtown at 5 p.m. Then that's when the entertainment. We switched it this year from Saturday night to Sunday night, Max, because of everything going on Saturday. And we added, before the band, we added a magician and comedian coming in, Todd Lemansky. I mean, he's a well-known. He's been around. He's been to the White House. He's been to Vegas. I mean, he's been all around. And we got him to come in before the band plays, and he'll do a little comedy act for about an hour. And he goes around and does it in front of people, you know, while they're standing around. He'll go up to groups and do magic tricks, and then he'll do a show on stage.
Well, I can't remember the last time there was a magician in Palmer, but yeah, don't want to miss it. And I know another big entertainment, you're going to have a band there same evening too as well. Tell me a little bit about them.
The band's going to play is the Fool House. It's a Millennium Tour. About like we had like Bob Jovi and Journey last year. They're kind of a tribute band type deal. Mm-hmm. They play. You can get on and check them out. Fool House, F-O-O-L House. So they'll be on from 9:30 to 11:30. Yeah, but thing there is, it's $25 admission. That gets you in for both things, and high school and up is all. I mean, you can bring your family, and you don't get charged or anything. Grade school and below. Then that winds up on Sunday. Then Monday, of course, Labor, that's the big day. We got vendor fairs starting at 8 o'clock. We got a tractor show, car show, cakewalk, trap shoot at 8:30. Bingo. Quarter carnival starts at 10:30 downtown. And we got baked goods auction. It's after the parade, which the parade will start at 2 p.m. And then we have a baked goods auction there we have for proceeds go to the Palmer Cafe.
And Randy, one thing we were chatting off air about was, you know, how some of these younger generations are taking a step up and helping Palmer Labor Day continue. I know you've been involved with it for a long time, but how rewarding is it to still see Palmer Labor Day continue to grow?
Oh, yeah. Evidently, you just got to stay at it. Get the young kids involved and get them, you know, say, hey, take it over. See what you can do. And they have. I mean, they, you know, we never had any entertainment like we've had till last 5 years ago. And my youngest son come up with having a big band here and putting up a stage, and it's worked really nice. I mean, everybody's liked it, and brought a lot of people to Palmer.
I know we talked about a lot here today, Randy, but was there anything we missed, talking about Palmer Labor Day?
Yeah, I think, you know, the parade theme is the gold standard, so that's the parade theme this year. So we'll see how many floats we can get in the parade and see what happens then. That'll be the last hoorah for Labor Day, then the bake sale for the cafe, which we always have fun doing that afterwards. So you need to stick around, buy some cinnamon rolls.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Randy. That'll really help the gut too as well, but definitely we'll try to, absolutely. Before I let you go, again, a quick recap. When, where, what's going on at Palmer Labor Day this year?
All right, it's going to start Friday, September 4th. That'll start that night for the scavenger hunt and bike ride around town with the glow sticks and stuff. Decorate your bike. Then Saturday, September 5th, starts the big softball tournament and that stuff. Then goes into Sunday, September 6th. And that's the big entertainment night. And, of course, Monday is when a lot of stuff going on, the food fair, tractor show, car show, trap shoot, quarter carnival, and the parade. So that's December 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Again, a big thank you to Randy Hilgen of Palmer joining me on this weekend's public affairs program. Don't forget, swing over to Palmer here in a couple weekends and enjoy those festivities. Again, for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you all for tuning in to the public affairs program. If you missed any minute of this or want to listen back, visit our podcast tab at KNDYradio.com.